Vote for me, vote for me, if you want to have prosperity. Vote for me and you'll see, I'm gonna save the whole country.
The announcement last week from Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville prompts our straw poll in this half hour of our State Capitol Report. Senator Cullen said he plans on running for governor should there be a recall election, and most everyone, including Governor Walker himself, believes there will be enough signatures gathered by January the 17th. 540,000 are needed to force a recall election sometime next year. But who will be the Democratic challenger? A lot of names have been floated, and some are saying they are interested. Others are saying they are not all that interested. Senator Cullen said last week, why not him? Who do you want to see run for governor? Who do you support in this recall effort? We have listed a number of the potential candidates on our website on an online poll, including State Senator Tim Cullen, former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Association President Malin Mitchell, U.S. Senator Herb Cole, former U.S. Representative Dave Obey, U.S. Representative Ron Kind, State Senator John Erpenbach, State Representative Peter Barca, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, State Senator Jim Holprin, former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, and we've also put another category there, if there's someone else, and Governor Scott Walker. Perhaps you are planning on voting for Governor Scott Walker. Let us know who and why. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. On Facebook, you will find a link to the online poll. That online poll is also located at wpr.org/joy. So it's a straw poll. That means you have 30 seconds to state your preference, the candidate that you support, and why. And we'll go right to the phones and take Carol in Chippewa Falls first. Hello, Carol.
Hi there. Well, I'm going to support Kathleen Falk. I'm really fed up with the Mean Boys Club of Scott Walker and the Koch brothers. I think it's time to give a woman a chance. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Carol. That's right. You can be short and sweet if you'd like to. Steve in Madison is with us next. Hello, Steve.
Jim Cullen, Joy. He's got a proven record, track record of working with both sides, and that's exactly what the state needs, is someone that can bring us together.
All right. Thank you very much. We have you, Steve, down for Tim Cullen. What about you? 1-800-642-1234. Terry in Green Bay. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Good morning. Scott Walker. I think he saved a lot of jobs by not having to lay everybody off, as would have happened if he left things alone under the current situation. And I think that in view of that, 50%, 15% of the employees of the state are state workers. 85% don't work for the state. What Walker did was definitely for the greater good. And I don't know how any Democrat's going to run and say, we want to go back to $3.2 billion deficits, higher taxes, and companies leaving the state in droves. Would be just like Illinois with another Democrat in office.
There you go. 34 seconds. Thanks very much, Terry. Next we go to Sean in Oshkosh. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Yes, who are you supporting? Who would you like to see run?
Who I'd like to see run would be Russ Feingold, but I guess I'd support the strongest Democrat running against Scott Walker.
And why?
Why would I?
Yeah.
Because of his disregard for the will of the people. I'm just appalled that 100,000 people can show up down in Madison protesting his policies, and he completely ignores them. Yet he can get, you know, millionaire contributors and find time to talk to them.
Thank you very much, Sean. Next we go to Mike in Menominee. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Joy. I will vote once again for Scott Walker. He's doing what the people want him to do. The state of Wisconsin, just like the federal government, outspending its income, and it's got to stop. Come on. The public employees will be doing just fine. But they don't need protection. I have not been protected by a union in my life, and I've done just fine. So, Scott Walker, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for your vote. Next, we go to Rex in Portage. Hello, Rex.
Hello.
Yes. Who are you supporting?
I would support Scott Walker. I can understand the Democrats wanting to have their man in, but they did accept him when he was put in. And I really do not care for any union being able to cripple the state for civil employees at any given time. That's just plain wrong to say that they know what they're getting into when they got into it. And what he's doing in there, he's curbing everything down and he's cutting stuff.
Thank you very much, Rex. Richard in Stevens Point is with us. Hello, Richard.
Hello. Well, this is plain right. Dave Obey. He has the fire in the belly that Wisconsin needs right now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Mitch in Green Bay is with us now. Hi, Mitch.
Hi, good morning. I would vote for Scott Walker again, and the reason is because he's had the courage to take on the tough stuff that a lot of politicians have not in the past.
All right. Thank you very much, Mitch. What about you? We are holding a straw poll. Who do you support in the recall race for governor? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, tweet us on Twitter @Joy Cardine Show, and be sure to vote in our online poll, which is linked to our Facebook page and also at WPR.org/joy. We are holding the straw poll, giving you an opportunity to boast about your candidate in this recall effort. Who do you want to see run on the Democratic side? Or are you a supporter of Scott Walker's? Our next caller is Steve in Richland Center. Hello, Steve.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Very good. Who's getting your support?
I'd give it to Herb Pohl. He's been around long enough to know what kind of poop has been happening between both parties, and I think he can bring everybody together and move this state forward in the way it needs to go without all the Republican lies and deceit. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Joe on Facebook writes, in light of Russ Feingold not being interested, I vote for Kathleen Falk with the caveat that if Russ changes his mind, I am 110% behind him. So we will, I don't know how to actually tally that one. I guess it's for Kathleen Falk saying that he'd prefer Russ Feingold. But he's right. Russ Feingold has said twice now, I am not interested in running for governor. So the likelihood of that happening is probably not very likely. However, there are those who still believe that if his arm is twisted enough, perhaps he might reconsider. But and he's on our poll anyway. If you wanna cast your support for him, our next caller is Tom in Burlington. Hello, Tom.
Morning, Joy. I support Governor Scott Walker because the changes he's making are finally bringing the public sector in line with the private sector. Even though they don't go as far, they still did a good job to balance the budget. And I also think that public sector employees should have the right to associate freely and not be forced to join any organization as a condition of employment, whether it's a conservative or a liberal organization.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. Well, so far, we are seeing quite a bit of support for Scott Walker. Governor Scott Walker is leading our straw poll halfway through it. And we have a number of callers I see lined up who also want to cast their support for Governor Scott Walker. We welcome your vote, too. If there is a Democratic candidate that you support or you would like to see run, that's what this is all about, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Checking the weather forecast for today, partly sunny this morning in the southeast, cloudy elsewhere with freezing drizzle, changing to light rain this afternoon. Light snow is also possible in the north. Highs today from the mid-30s in the north to the low 40s in the south. And watch out for slippery conditions on untreated roads and sidewalks this morning. A freezing rain advisory has been posted for parts of central and southwestern Wisconsin until 9 this morning and until 10 for northern and northwestern Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we will welcome in the author of against thrift, why consumer culture is good for the economy, the environment, and your soul. Believe it or not, we'll find out the case against thrift coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we are holding a straw poll. This is the first time we have done this in this recall effort against Governor Scott Walker. Who do you want to see run for governor? There are a whole bunch of potential Democratic challengers. We did hear last week from Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville, who officially became the first announced candidate, officially anyway, that he plans on running for governor should there be a recall election. But there are many other names that have been floated, and we wonder who you support, be it one of those potential Democratic challengers or Governor Scott Walker. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You get 30 seconds to state your candidate and the reason why. And our next caller is Matt in Prescott. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
I was going to support Governor Scott Walker because clearly the man is going in the right direction for the state, because at Thanksgiving dinner, my family passed on petition to recall Walker when I realized every one of them is a state employee. The one aunt makes over $70,000 as a UW Madison professor, and I make $30,000, and it's nothing to do with rich people. That while 100,000 people march on Madison, that is not the majority of what the state believes. That is, I'm a non-union private sector employee, and I just believe Governor Walker is going to doing what he's supposed to do.
Thank you very much, Matt. Next, we go to Rich in Kenosha. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Scott Walker, and I don't think it should be political suicide for politicians to make the tough decisions to get this country back on track to where we need to be. Forget these political retreads that have gotten us in this problem. Give me some young people to vote for and straighten this mess out. It's the young people are going to inherit this. Where are they? They're just not globalists, so they're not on the list.
Well, there's thank you, Rich, for your vote for Governor Walker. I don't think the Firefighters Association president is an old guy, Malin Mitchell, and we have one vote being cast for him by James on Facebook. So there's his first vote. Brian on Facebook writes, Wisconsin needs a candidate who has the capability to heal this state. I think Kathleen Falk has a long track record of sensible compromise. She tends to be respected by her detractors and is capable of crafting agreement among disparate voices. We need a fair-minded adult in the governor's office, not a self-centered, sociopathic, wrecking ideologue. All right, so Kathleen Falk gets a vote from Brian. And our next caller is Mona in Watertown. Hello, Mona.
Hi, I would vote for David Obey. He has the name recognition. He has the record of being fair and progressive, and I think that he is electable.
Thank you very much, Mona. Appreciate your vote. Jackie in Madison, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Scott Walker is a real gentleman. I'd like to make that point. We note that he's not made any comments about the baggage he was left with from all the time with Jim Doyle in office. And Scott's doing a logical thing. Everyone needs a haircut. I had a state job. State jobs are cake. That's the elephant in the room. So they need to make their contribution. Everyone is in the economy the way it is. He's making the right adjustments, I believe.
Thank you very much, Jackie. We go to Jerry now in Menasha. Who gets your vote, Jerry?
Kathleen Falk. She's a fiscal conservative. She's not afraid to face financial problems. She's got a proven record of being a very sensible person, and I know she can work on both sides of the aisle. And as far as the budget being balanced, it has to be balanced every time. It's the structural deficit that we've had to deal with, and people don't understand that. But in any case, she gets my vote.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Dennis in Oconomowoc is with us now. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. Scott Walker, I think he brought some parity between the public sector and the private sector, and he's going to get my vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Terry in Colfax is next. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Joy. My vote for is David Obey.
And
he's
why?
He's got the experience.
Okay, all right, there we go. Thank you very much, Terry. So we are giving you 30 seconds to kind of tell us why you support a particular candidate. Nathaniel on Facebook writes, I wasn't able to get my call through, but I support Tom Barrett. Few paid attention when he said redistricting shouldn't be handled by the politicians who would run for election, and he's right. Also, the fact that a union was decertified when the vote total was 31-1 in favor of keeping it shows what a sham the recertification elections are. All right, Nathaniel, we have your vote for Tom Barrett. And our next caller is Judy in Ripon. Hello,
hi,
Judy.
Hi, I'm voting for anybody but Scott Walker on the Democratic side, maybe Tom Barrett. Reasons being, these people that say that he made the tough decisions, I can understand that argument. I can. But he didn't make the tough decisions. The Koch brothers made the tough decisions. He's simply a puppet. Secondly, he, if he wants to hold this high of an office, he should go get a college education like a lot of us had to do to get to be paid the amount that we need to be paid. He, if somebody's going to be smart enough to run the state, they should have a college education.
All right, that's 30 seconds, Judy. You get 30 seconds. And I think you said any Democrat, including Tom Barrett, so I'm putting your vote there. Part of the reason here is to find out which of the Democrats you might prefer to run. William in Milwaukee. Hello, William.
Hello. Definitely Scott Walker. We've got issues with keeping our budget in order, and the Democrats, you know, they want to talk about complaining about Scott, but I never hear anything about what they would do without Scott and what he's doing to get our deficit in order. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. John in De Pere is with us. Hello, John.
Oh, hello. My vote is for Scott Walker, but simply because I do not agree with recall elections for either party.
Okay, thanks very much. Sandra in Madison emails, Kathleen Falk. We should have elected her the first times. So there's another vote for Kathleen Falk. And our next caller is Julie in Lafarge. Hi, Julie.
Hi, I vote for Scott Walker because if we get a Democrat in right now, our property taxes and sales taxes are going to go through the roof, so that public workers can go on vacations all around the world, and we have to pay for it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Aaron in Madison is with us. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. My vote would be for Scott Walker. I voted for him the first time, and I would vote for him again. I am against recall elections. This makes no sense, and it's going to cost us a lot of money. And I wish that the Democrats would look at the state of Illinois as an example of what we could be if we didn't do what we need to do. Thank you.
Okay. I won't add to that. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to take your votes. Susan from Cottage Grove emails, I want Walker recalled. I would favor John Erpenbach or Dave Obey. So we'll give that vote to John Erpenbach. We haven't heard one for him yet. Mike in Casanova is with us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, I would vote for Scott Walker. If we want a new governor, we should wait till the normal election, but Scott Walker would be the choice at this time.
All right, thank you very much. And Nikki in Minocqua is with us. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi.
I would vote for Russ Feingold. He's got a track record of having the courage to make the right choice, despite like which side it's on. He seems to be an independent thinker and has the ability to make choices not based on special interests.
All right. Thank you very much, Nikki. Ron is next in Boscobel. Hello, Ron.
Good morning. I'd vote for Scott Walker. He is doing exactly what he should be doing, what this state needs. This entire recall issue is a very expensive mess. If there is a recall, it should be done in the normal electoral practice at the next scheduled election.
All right, thank you very much. Lucy in Dodgeville emails, I would support any sane opposition candidate in a recall election of Scott Walker. I wish it would be Russ Feingold. All right, and Richard in Chippewa Falls is with us now. Hi, Richard.
Hi. Walker has ripped this state in half, and we need somebody to heal it. Originally, I told the screener, John Erpenbach, but I actually think Ron Kind would be the person to put the salve on the wound.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll put you down for Ron Kind. And time for a few more. Who do you support in this probable recall election and why? Brendan in Lake Geneva is with us. Hello, Brendan.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I vote for Scott Walker. He's doing a good job. He helped give us back some of our Second Amendment rights. And I'd just like to say Ron Paul 2012.
All right. You did. And our next caller is George in Milwaukee. Hello, George.
Hi, Feingold, if he doesn't run Obie for the guy from Oconomowoc who makes $30,000 a year, you ought to take a look at the Journal Sentinel this morning, which talks about how Walker has lowered the earned income tax credit and homesteader credit for people who don't have much money like him.
All right. Thank you very much, George. Gail in Rhinelander. Hello, Gail.
Hello. I vote for Dave Obie. He has the name recognition and the experience. And who would want a governor that got kicked out of college for cheating on a voting issue himself?
All right. Thank you, Gail. And we will go now to Bob in Menominee. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm picking Russ Feingold, but pretty much it would be absolutely any Democrat over Governor Walker. Governor Walker has been a disaster, and every Democrat there would do a better job. Governor Walker was only elected because he dishonestly ran without telling us what he was going to do, which he was secretly planning with other governors across the state, across the country. And so Feingold is my favorite one. I'd pick Barrett or Obie or anyone else, but anybody but Walker.
Thank you very much. We have time. No, you know what? We don't have any more time. Thank you for all of your votes. We, so far on this straw poll, have the most on-air votes for Scott Walker, with 17 on-air votes for Scott Walker. And Kathleen Falk and Russ Feingold tie with 5 votes apiece online. But or on-air. You can vote online. We have a online poll on our Facebook page and on our website at wpr.org/joy. Thanks very much for participating in our first straw poll on this potential recall election, and we'll have more as we go along. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.